a word for you from Luke chapter 14, verse 26. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Well, this is a verse that you probably know well, and it deserves to be read again and again, prayerfully that is. Because here is the crux of the matter. God demands all or nothing. You see, he wants you totally. And if he has you totally, then he can trust you with father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, etc. Because then he knows that he is the first one. Abraham is the supreme example, having waited so many decades for a child, the child of promise, finally getting Isaac through a miraculous way. Then God says, sacrifice him. And Abraham, trusting God, having faith in God, did exactly what God said. Till the moment that the knife was held up above the boy, when God said, now I see that you love me, that you trust me. There's a ram, don't slaughter your son. Of course, all of that is symbolic. It is not that we are asked to do it literally. And in this case here, Jesus is basically saying, love me so much that in comparison, your love towards your father, mother, wife, children, self, etc., is like hatred. Jesus wants all of you, the total heart that is in you. UJesu ufuna inhliziyo yonke, akafuni ingxenye kuphela. And Jesus goes further to say, he cannot be my disciple unless this is true of him, that he hates all of these categories. You see, family is closest to the heart, and I'm sure it is that with you as well. But Jesus says it's not that he'll be a poor disciple or a weak disciple. He simply says he cannot be my disciple. So it's all or nothing, friend. You either belong to him, you're either following him with all your heart, or you're not following at all. Even if you claim to be his disciple, Jesus denies it and says, unless this is true of you, you cannot be his disciple.